Our next reading will be 1 week from tonight, visiting poet Carolyn Kaiser in this auditorium. The Sonora Review is sponsoring a reading Monday afternoon. That's the 17th, Monday afternoon in room 251 of the Student Union. The poet is Nancy Schoenberger. Copies of Sonora Review will be on sale at the reception this evening. And copies of Persona, the undergraduate literary magazine, will go on sale next Monday at the Student Union bookstore, and we'll have some at the Poetry Center, too. We're preparing the first issue of the newsletter, so this Friday is the last day to turn in any news you have. I'm sure most of you know we only publish good news. I have a big stack of these flyers, which are advertising an October 2nd reading by Scott Molliday for the Friends of the Library, and they'll be out on the refreshment table. Last week I announced that I had a bunch of these on the refreshment table and then held them clutched in my hand for the whole evening. So there definitely is a stack of these out on the table tonight. I hope you'll stay after the reading, talk to Robert Haas, and have a little, I hope there's enough cookies. Some of us didn't get any last week. We ran out. Robert Haas comes to us from Berkeley, where he's teaching at St. Mary's College. He's published two collections of poetry. Field Guide, which was the winner of the 1972 Yale Series of Younger Poets, and Praise. With Robert Pinsky and Renata Korsinski, he translated Czesław Miłosz's The Separate Notebooks. His most recent publication is a collection of prose on poetry called 20th Century Pleasures. In addition to the Yale Prize, he's been the recipient of Woodrow Wilson Foundation grant, the Danforth Fellowship, a Guggenheim Fellowship, and most recently, that great prize, the MacArthur Grant. Robert read for us in 1979, and many of you were here then, so you know that we have a great treat in store for us tonight. Robert Haas.